right, it's time to jump into us here on Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 29th of March. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 845, Paris was sacked by a fleet of 120 Viking ships carrying thousands of men who sailed up the Seine River and seized the city. The fleet was led by the legendary Norse king Ragnar Lodbrok, who you might recognise as the main character of the historical TV show Vikings. After capturing the city, the Vikings demanded a ransom of 7,000 French livres, or 2,570 kilos of silver and gold, from Charles the Bald in order to leave. In 1461, Edward of York defeated Queen Margaret in the Battle of Towton to become King Edward IV of England, bringing a temporary halt to the Wars of the Roses. The city of Salvador da Bahia, the first capital of Brazil, was founded on March 29th in 1549. The Treaty of Saint-Germain was signed on this day in 1632, returning Quebec to French control after the English had seized it in 1629. 1792, King Gustav III of Sweden died after being shot in the back at a midnight masquerade ball 13 days earlier at Stockholm's Royal Opera. The Battle of Kambula took place as part of the Anglo-Zulu War on today's date in 1879. A British force of just over 2,000 soldiers, aka the Invaders, defeated some 20,000 Zulus. Not hard to guess which side had gunpowder and cannons on their side. The British victory was considered a turning point in the Anglo-Zulu War. 1886, John Pemberton brewed the first batch of Coca-Cola in a backyard in Atlanta. The first federal election of the Commonwealth of Australia elected members and senators to the first Parliament of Australia on today's date in 1901. March 29th in 1936, Adolf Hitler received 99% of the votes in a referendum to ratify Germany's illegal remilitarization and reoccupation of the Rhineland, receiving 44.5 million votes out of 45.5 million registered voters. Democracy at work. Lieutenant William Calley was convicted on today's date in 1971 of premeditated murder of 22 unarmed South Vietnamese civilians in the My Lai Massacre, one of the darkest chapters of the Vietnam War, in which between 347 and 504 unarmed people were killed. He was sentenced to life in prison. However, only one day later, President Richard Nixon had his sentence commuted to house arrest, of which he only served 3.5 years before being paroled. He was, FYI, the only soldier in any way convicted for the horrific massacre. But American soldiers, they're the good guys, right? As part of that, also the Vietnam War, 1973, the last United States combat soldiers left South Vietnam on today's date. And 1 year later, 1974, Chinese farmers discovered the Terracotta Army near Xi'an, 8,000 clay warrior statues buried to guard the tomb of China's first emperor. If you're a bit of an AFL fan, 1982 on March 29th, the Sydney Swans played their first game in Sydney after moving from Melbourne. The Czechoslovakian parliament was unable to reach an agreement on what to call the country after the fall of communism, sparking the so-called hyphen war on today's date in 1990. And in 2017, UK Prime Minister Theresa May sent a letter to the EU invoking Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, formally triggering Brexit. What a good idea that turned out to be.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Scott Wilson, Herschel on The Walking Dead, born 1942, passed away unfortunately last year. Eric Idle of Monty Python fame is 76. Brendan Gleeson is 64. Elle Macpherson is 55. And Lucy Lawless, Xena, is 51 today. And some really great musos today, made picking a couple of tracks quite hard. Astrid Gilberto, the girl from Eponema herself, is 79. Bobby Kimball of Toto is 72, and I didn't even play Africa. Dave Greenfield of The Stranglers is 70. He was playing you before one of my favourite songs, in fact, Golden Brown by The Stranglers. Harry Farrell of Jane's Addiction is turning 60. Michelle Zuner, a.k.a. Japanese Breakfast, is 30. So many terrific artists today, as I say, but going out on this one.
I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song.
This track from Canadian singer-songwriter and environmental activist Terry Jacks. He's 75 today. This track was originally recorded by the Beach Boys with Jacks as producer, but when they decided not to release, he recorded it himself, and it became the biggest international single by a Canadian artist at the time, eventually selling 14 million copies worldwide. So it's Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.
Like the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. Michelle, my little one, you gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. Joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone.